Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Masech Sot, and we are up to Parak Bey's Mishnah Gimel. So we're going to continue to go through the parts of the process of a sota. When the Kohen comes to write the Megillah Sota, where does he start? Which words in the Torah does he start with? Me'im lo shachav ish. He starts in the middle of Pasuk Yotes. If a man has not slept with you, through the end of that Pasuk, va'at ki satis tachas ishech, and then the entire Pasuk Chav, ve'inu kosev ishbi ha'Kohen as isha. But he doesn't write the first part of Pasuk Chav Aleph, which says that the Kohen makes the woman swear, because that's just what the Torah is instructing the Kohen to do. V'kosev, but he should write, Yitin Hashem osach la'ala v'l'shvua, that Hashem will set you a curse and an oath among your people. V'amayim amarim e'elu b'me'ach l'tzvos b'atam l'in pal yarech, and the mayim amarim will come and will make your, this pasuk of beis already, will cause your intestines to fall apart. V'einu kosev v'amar isha amen v'amein, amen amen, but he does not write what it says in pasuk of beis, that the woman answers amen amen, because that's just telling the woman what she's supposed to say. Rabbi Yossi Omer lo hayamasik. No, you don't break. If you're starting in the middle of Pasuk Yotes, you write all the words straight through Pasuk Chav Beis. You don't just leave out certain phrases. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kolatz mo'enu kosev alitin Hashem asach la'olol v'shua uval ma'imar me'ele b'me'ayich, that he really only starts with Pasuk Chav Aleph and a little bit of Pasuk Chav Beis, and ve'enu kosev amar isha amen amen. So Rabbi Yehuda is the most minimalist, which we just referred to in the last Mishnah. That's where Rabbi Yehuda has the smallest amount of water in the cup, because there's the smallest amount of writing that actually needs erasing, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Mishnah Dalet tells us what type of material you write these psukim on. Einu kosev lo ala luach, v'lo ala niyar, v'lo ala diftara. They don't write it on a tablet made out of wood, nor on niyar, which is a type of shredded grass that was held together with glue and was like a type of parchment, nor on diftara, which is parchment made out of animal hide that was not really finished. Ela al hamigillah, it was on a scroll of finished parchment. Shnemar basefer, because it says basefer, and basefer means on proper parchment, what we call cloth. Ve'enu kosev lo b'komos v'lo b'kankantum v'lo b'kol davar sheroshem, and you're not allowed the type of ink that you use should not be a type of a tree sap, nor whatever kankantum is, ferrous sulfate or something like that, nor with anything else that's going to be absorbed in the parchment and leave a permanent mark that's not going to dissolve and become erased in the water. Ela b'dio, you write with a black ink so that it could be erased in the water. Shenamar umacha k'sav sheyachol imachek, because it says umacha, so it has to be the kind of writing that could be erased. So you can't write with something that's too permanent, with a permanent marker that's not going to be erased in the water. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnah Gimel, we said that when he writes the Megillah, three opinions of what exactly he writes in this Megillah Sota. So the first opinion, where he starts in the middle of Pasuk Yotes and he continues through Pasuk Chav Beis, but he leaves out the parts that seem to be instructions. That was the Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi says, no, just write it straight through with all the parts of the Pasuk. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you really only write Pasuk Chav Aleph and Chav Beis, and you leave out the instructions of Amen Amen that the woman says at the end. And then in Mishnah Dalet, we learned that the type of parchment and the type of ink that is proper to use for the Mesota, and most notable about the ink, is that it's got to be a kind of ink that is not permanent and therefore can be erased. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Hey.